Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a funding package of almost €690,000 has been announced for Donegal Airport. A Donegal deputy has told the Taoiseach that urgent action is needed by government to tackle the rising insurance cost crisis. Gardaí are renewing their appeal for information after a man was subjected to a terrifying ordeal in his home in Lifford. And Gardaí and Milford have also reissued an appeal for information on the anniversary of when a young family's home was destroyed by an arson attack in Kilmacrenan. In. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a funding package of almost €690,000 has been announced for Donegal Airport. The money, which is being sanctioned under the government-funded Regional Airports Programme, is set to go towards safety and security investments at the airport. The grant aid announced for the county's airport is part of a €3.7 million package, with Kerry and Waterford Regional Airports also benefiting from the pot. Senator Brian O'Donnell says the significance of Donegal Airport to the economic and social development of Donegal cannot be understated.
This funding is being provided to reimburse the airport authority there for operational costs related primarily to safety and security measures works which were carried out at the airport there. But of course the funding announcement also reinforces a commitment to regional airports, and Donegal Regional Airport has served the Northwest region well, and it's very important to the future economic growth of County Donegal. Air access into regions such as Donegal is crucial to the economic development of the area. Airports are essential for economic and other developments across our regions, and indeed provides a link to the national capital but also further international outreaches. And we live in a very small world now, and therefore regional airports are key to the economic development of our region. And I know that Donegal Airport is closely aligned with Uachtaráin, and of course the continued development and economic attraction of the business park, for instance, in Gweedore, is certainly made more attractive due to the fact that we have an airport in the region. So therefore I will be continuing to press Minister Shane Ross and the government to make sure that Donegal Airport receives the required funding in the years ahead, particularly in light of the new regional airport program 2020 to 2024, which is due to be announced in the new year.
The government's been accused of weakness and paralysis when it comes to dealing with rising insurance costs. It's after a central bank report found that the cost of premiums rose 42% over the last decade. That's despite a 2.5% reduction in the average cost of claims over the same period. Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin says the government is accepting the spin of the insurance industry.
This is a definitive study, Taoiseach. Not what you've been doing. And coming in here last week complacently saying, it's all sorted, it's just going down 20 or 30%. It went up 62% in 5 years. What in the name of God were you doing? What were your ministers doing?
That was echoed by Donegal Deputy and Sinn Féin Finance spokesperson Piers Doherty, who during leaders' questions in the Dáil today told the Taoiseach that rising insurance costs is an ongoing crisis that needs to urgently be addressed.
You do stand accused still again of completely spinning on behalf of the industry. Will you accept, if you've read the report, will you accept Table 14? Do you accept that motor insurance premiums have increased since 2016, 2017 and 2018? Will you accept that the number of people who are making claims that disputes the compo culture has reduced by 40%? Personal injury claims reduced by 20%? Again, you misdiagnose the issue in terms of the childcare sector. If your department, if the government was actually monitoring this properly, you would know that the hide-and-seek scandal has led to a serious issue in relation to insurance. There was a High Court injunction which prevented this insurance company from withdrawing its insurance policy to these four crashes. There is 53 cases being taken against this insurance company because of what happened within that sector, and issues that wasn't revealed by TUSLA or any regulation, but indeed revealed by good investigative journalism. It is not because of the high levels of awards. airport. It is because this area was completely unregulated and all of the factors that were exposed in terms of the RTE investigative programme. Taoiseach, I'm asking you, and I'm begging you on behalf of not only the childcare sector or the soft play areas or the motorists, but indeed many other sectors that are going to be affected by this in the new year. There needs to be cabinet decisions on this. There needs to be a subcommittee of cabinet, not a talking shop, but an action point where there's action taken to take on this industry. Stop swallowing their spin. Let's have serious action. There's enough ideas out there, both from ourselves and the Alliance for Insurance Reform and others, that can actually deal with this crisis.
It's 1 month since a man was subjected to a terrifying ordeal in his home in Lifford. The man was alone in his home when a gang of six masked men entered the house through the front door and began assaulting him. Guardian Letterkenny are renewing their appeal for information. Catherine Gaffney has more details.
This incident happened on the 18th of November last at around 7:30 in the evening. The gang subjected the man in question to a number of assaults using various implements and then fled the scene. Gardaí are appealing to anyone living in the Conybore area to come forward if they observed these males or their mode of transport or direction of travel. They're also appealing to anyone in the general Lifford area who may have witnessed these males in the area before or after the attack to come forward. The victim was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital where he received treatment for minor injuries. But Gardaí say this was a terrifying ordeal for him and they're anxious to speak to anyone who may be in a position to assist with their investigation. Anyone with information is being urged to contact Letterkenny Gardaí Station on 074 9167 100.
Politicians continue to speculate on the date of a general election after Boris Johnson's win in the UK. Micheál Martin wrote to Leo Varadkar at the weekend asking him to agree an election date. TDs are speculating now on when that might be, including Labour's Brendan Howlin and Sinn Féin's Louise O'Reilly.
As I say, I'm ready, so we'll take it when it comes. Most people, if you ask, will say April. I wouldn't certainly be certain that it would last that long.
Ask Santi, I've no idea.
Meanwhile, Boris Johnson's decision to block any further Brexit extensions has been described as strange by the Taoiseach. After the withdrawal deal is ratified in January, the UK and EU will have just 11 months to work out a future trade deal. Boris Johnson is now looking to pass a bill that would ban the UK from requesting any further extensions past that date. Taoiseach Simon Coveney thinks it's strange to limit their own manoeuvring power.
And don't forget, the EU hasn't missed a deadline yet. It's been the UK that has been missing deadlines in the past. And I just think if we've learned anything from the first round of Brexit negotiations, in other words, the negotiations to date, it's that we shouldn't be closing off options. But, you know, that's a matter for the UK. This is something that is going to be in British law, not EU law.
Gardaí and Milford have reissued an appeal for information on the anniversary of when a young family's home was destroyed by an arson attack in Kilmacrenan. The family were due to move into their new home in January, but on the 16th of December 2018, the newly built property was gutted, causing damage of up to €300,000. A Garda investigation into the incident remains open, and Sergeant Una Walsh is urging anyone with information to come forward.
So the fire began between midnight and 2 a.m. on Sunday morning, the 16th of December 2018, in the townland of Ballykeir in Kilmacrenan. We're anxious to hear for anybody who was in the area or who observed any unusual activity in the area and are urging those with information to come forward. The family have not yet been able to complete their home as a result of the complications caused by the fire and will now still not be in their new home for Christmas 1 year later. So the appeal is for people in the area who maybe saw something at that time, 1 year later, to come forward. Again, there are people in the community in the Milford, Kilmacrenan area who may not have been there at the time, but have may have heard something or may know something and may wish to come forward. And please to contact Gardaí at Milford, 07491 53060, or again the confidential line, 1800 666 111.
The Office of Public Works, in partnership with Donegal County Council, has commissioned the Lifford Flood Relief Scheme. €6 million for the scheme, which aims to address flooding issues in the town, was initially announced by government in May of 2018. The project will be delivered in five stages, with an estimated completion date of late 2024. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says while it will take a number of years to complete, the fact that the wheels are in motion now is to be welcomed.
It takes me back to May 2018, when the Minister of State He launched 29 flood risk management plans for the main river basins, and including that was Lifford, amongst others. Now, the OPW will be leading out on this. The consultants have been appointed, and they will now consult with the public and the locals and the stakeholders in various groups, and I would expect that will happen possibly in and around February. Then there are a number of stages, and then they have the scheme development and design, and then it moves on to planning, and moves on then to detail construction, design and tender, and actual construction itself. So it'll take about 4 years. It seems a long time, but by the same token, the clock will have started now and will continue to tick until such time as these works are carried out. And of course, there are a number of other schemes in the county which are announced at the same time. So it's good news.
So while, as you say, it will take some time to complete, this is a small bit of comfort for the people in Lifford that it has finally started.
Well, hopefully they won't experience major floods, but by the same token, we don't know what is ahead of us, but it is the start of this process. And of course, in May of 2018, the Minister also announced schemes for Kesselfin, Burnfoot, Downings, Glenties and Kerrykeel. In addition to that, when he was here on the 29th of November, he announced Ballybuffet and Arler as well.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny, now offering the new Donegal GAA Nevis range in-store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 13 minutes past five and time to latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. The FAA has pulled out of an appearance before TDs and senators tomorrow to discuss its governance and financial issues. Six members of the board met Minister Shane Ross for an hour and a half last night and described the talks as constructive. Representatives were invited to appear before the Oireachtas Sports Committee tomorrow, but Chair Fergus O'Dowd says he's disappointed they won't be able to attend. He says a number of very important questions regarding the future of Irish football need to be addressed as soon as possible. Elsewhere, it's been reported that Carlo Ancelotti has agreed a 4.5-year contract to become Everton manager. The Italian was sacked by Napoli last week following a run of 7 games without a win in Serie A. Ancelotti is expected to be assisted by his son David and current Everton caretaker Duncan Ferguson. And Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola has confirmed his assistant Mikel Arteta is in talks to become the new Arsenal boss. Arteta has been part of City's preparations for their Carabao Cup quarter-final with Oxford tomorrow night. Guardiola appears resigned to losing Arteta to Arsenal and has been outlining what makes him such a good catch. For now, he'd like him to stay at the club though.
The organisation, the staff, the clubs is always alive. It's not a position that always stay like it was today. It doesn't work tomorrow. What the people is today, maybe tomorrow will not be here. So now is part of our group and our staff and stay here.
On the pitch, Republic of Ireland under-21 international Kevin Kelleher is expected to start in goal for Liverpool in their Carabao Cup quarter-final tonight. With the first team in Qatar on club World Cup duty, under-23 boss Neil Critchley will take charge of a youthful outfit away to Aston Villa. And the Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says they're making the most of the opportunities in the League Cup and club World Cup this week. He's laughed off suggestions they're prioritising the tournament in Qatar ahead of tonight's quarter-final of the domestic competition at Aston Villa.
We knew first that we will be invited to the Club World Cup before we knew how far we will go in the League Cup. We are here. We don't fly, 3,000 kilometers or miles to don't show up. We are here now. So our life is constantly dealing with difficult situations, finding solutions, being focused on the next game.
Kickoff in Villa Park this evening is 7:45. Back at home, Paddy Kirk's become the 23rd player to commit to Bohemians for the 2020 season. The 21-year-old fullback made 15 league appearances for Bows last season. And in Scotland, Kilmarnock have announced the sacking of manager Angelo Alessio after just 6 months in charge. Antonio Conte's former assistant with Juventus, Italy and Chelsea was given the job to continue the success achieved by Steve Clarke at the Scottish Premiership club. Alessio began with a Europa League exit at the hands of Welsh Minnows Connors Key Nomads and has now gone 4 league games without a win. Alex Dyer will take charge of first team duties on an interim basis. In hockey, Irish hockey fans face some late nights and early mornings as they follow the women's exploits at next year's Olympic Games. Ireland's campaign begins against South Africa on July the 25th. From there, they play the Netherlands, Germany and India, with tip-off times ranging between 2 a.m. and 4:15 a.m. Irish time. Their final Pool A game comes against Great Britain on August the 1st. In rugby, Rob Howley says an immensely tough few months following the death of his sister led to him breaking world rugby's betting rules. The former Wales assistant coach has been banned for 18 months, with 9 of those suspended for placing over 350 bets on matches between 2015 and 2019. He's apologised, highlighting the fact a WRU disciplinary panel found that there was no suggestion of dishonesty in his actions. In Australian rules, Cora Staunton has returned to training with the Greater Western Sydney ahead of their third season in the women's AFL. The 11-time All-Star has stepped up her recovery from a severe leg injury suffered in May. Staunton will remain in Sydney for Christmas as she bids to be fit in time for the start of the new campaign. And finally for this evening in darts, Fallon Sherrock is hoping to make history at the PDC World Championships tonight. The 2015 BDO Women's World Champion is hoping to become the first woman to progress to round two at Alexandra Palace. Sherrock faces Ted Evatts in the penultimate match of the evening session. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the HSE has been given an extra €50 million to fund disability services and more support for older people. It will have a budget of just over €17 billion for 2020, a 6% increase on this year. Among the measures are €70 million for the Fair Deal Nursing Home Scheme and €10 million for primary and community services. HSE Chief Executive Paul Reid says there's still difficulties facing the service and that restrictions on staff recruitment will remain in place for the next year.
We've had to put controls in place, and they will continue, to make sure that every recruitment that we do is funded, is budgeted for, and it's exactly in the services that we want. The problem we had in the first few months of the year was we recruited in areas that didn't have budget, and we didn't feel they needed the levels of recruitment that was going on. So we've had to put controls in place. It's been difficult for the system, but it's the right thing.
A teenager is wanted in connection with an attempted handbag theft in Letterkenny. The incident happened on the Pierce Road area of the town last Tuesday evening at around 5 o'clock. A lady was approached by a young male, and after attempts were made to snatch the handbag from her, he fled the scene on foot. Sergeant Eunan Walsh has been giving more details about the male's description and says Gardaí are keen to hear from any witnesses.
The best description we have at the time is 15 to 16 year old white male wearing a black hoodie and on a some facial hair on him. So again, last Tuesday, the 10th of December, along the Pierce Road in Letterkenny, maybe for in the area at the time, in a taxi, walking on foot and sounding suspicious. Please contact the Garrison Letterkenny.
Sinn Féin have written to the central bank requesting that they encourage banks and financial institutions to assist mica-affected families in Donegal with the required 10% contribution. As part of the soon-to-be-published mica redress scheme, the thousands of homeowners affected by the defective block issue in the county are required to contribute 10% of the overall cost of repairing their homes. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says for many families, this is impossible.
We had attempted to submit a parliamentary question to the Minister for Finance, but unfortunately it was ruled out under Oireachtas rules because he's not directly responsible as Minister for the banks and financial institutions, but the Central Bank are, and we're asking them to encourage and facilitate the banks and financial institutions supporting families across Donegal with this 10% contribution they have to make. This could be thousands and thousands of euro for families who are already struggling to pay mortgages for houses that are falling apart. So there needs to be a contribution from the banks and financial institutions.
And I'm sure there are many families out there already affected that fear that they won't be able to benefit from this scheme if they can't make up the 10% contribution.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm mindful that these families have waited years for a scheme to help make their homes safe. When they heard about the 10% contribution, many of them were devastated that they might not be able to afford this. And that's why it's crucial that the banks and financial institutions step up here. Remember that it's absolutely in their interest to do so, because these homes have lost a lot of value. They are obviously affected in terms of the structure very, very seriously. There's a serious deterioration there. So it's very much in the interest of the banks and financial institutions to, you know, go, I would argue, most of the way in making up that 10% contribution. So that's the critical challenge now, and hopefully the central bank will lead out on this.
And finally, the government has announced it will not be introducing a nationwide ban on smoky coal. Environment Minister Richard Burton says this is due to legal concerns and fears it would hurt people in rural areas who rely on the likes of turf and logs to heat their home. From September next year, the ban will be extended to 13 new towns across Cavan, Cork, Kerry, Longford, Mayo, Meath, Offaly and Waterford. Minister Burton says it will lead to immediate improvements in air quality in areas where there are particular air quality issues. Weather now, cold this evening and overnight with just a few isolated showers. Lows of +1 to -1 degrees with patchy frost, ice and fog. Light variable breezes will become light to moderate southeast overnight and freshen near the west coast around dawn. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a funding package of almost €690,000 has been announced for Donegal Airport. The money, which is being sanctioned under the government-funded Regional Airports Programme, is set to go towards safety and security investments. The government's been accused of weakness and paralysis when it comes to dealing with the rising insurance cost. Donegal Deputy and Sinn Féin Finance spokesperson Pearse Doherty, during leaders' questions in Dáil today, told the Taoiseach that the ongoing crisis needs to be urgently addressed. It's 1 month since a man was subjected to a terrifying ordeal in his home in Lifford. The man was alone in his home when a gang of six masked men entered the house through the front door and began assaulting him. Gardaí and Letterkenny are renewing their appeal for information. And the OPW, in partnership with Donegal County Council, has commissioned the Lifford Flood Relief Scheme. €6 million for the scheme, which aims to address flooding issues in the town, was initially announced by government in May 2018. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, December the 17th. The death has taken place of William Bill Quigley, 1 Mourne Villas, Lower Main Street, Strabane, and formerly of Camas Park, Strabane, reposing at his home this evening from 6 o'clock. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Cemetery, Murlock, Lifford. Donations in lieu of flowers placed to chest, heart and stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time please from 11pm until 11am. The death has taken place of Joy McCormick, Greencastle, County Donegal. Remains reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 1:30 for funeral requiem mass at 2 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack-Moville, County Donegal, followed by burial in the adjoining burial grounds. The death has taken place of John Sean Connaughton, Sandfield Ardra, County Donegal, and formerly of Roscommon and Dublin. His remains will be reposing at Chauvelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, tomorrow afternoon from 3:30, followed by removal to St Connell's Church, Kilcluny, arriving at 7 o'clock. Funeral mass on Thursday afternoon at 1:30, with private cremation on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. House private to family and close friends, please. The death has taken place of Carmel Hart, Nae Flanagan, The Four Winds, Balladerig, Letterkenny, County Donegal, and formerly Cairn West, Garrison, County Fermanagh, remains reposing at her home. Funeral mass on Thursday morning in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in Newlex Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family time please from 10pm until 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place of James Tees, Drumanocht, New Mills, Letterkenny. Remains reposing overnight at Conwall Parish Church. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in Gortley Cemetery. Family flowers only please. Donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Charlie McLafferty, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Moira Murren, Ross Corgan, Killybegs, County Donegal. Remains reposing at her residence. Removal on Thursday morning at 10:30 to St Mary's, Killybegs for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time from 11pm until 11am both nights. The death has taken place of Hugh Doherty, 2 Casement Place, Strabane, and formerly Lifford, reposing at his home. Fiona leaving his home tomorrow afternoon at 1:20 for a requiem mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 2:00. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Melmount Manor Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time from 11pm until 11am. The death has taken place of Mary Callaghan, née Sharkey, Carrow Keel, Quigley's Point. Remains reposing at her home. Fiona from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock requiem mass in St. Columba's Church, Drong, Quigley's Point, while by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Sylvia Roberts, Monarahan, Ardra, County Donegal, formerly of Red Hills, County Cavan, and of Newton Butler, County Fermanagh. Her remains are reposing at Shoblin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, followed by removal to Ardra Methodist Church, arriving at 7:30. Funeral service tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Galloon Parish Church Graveyard, Newton Butler, County Fermanagh, at approximately 3 o'clock. And the death has taken place of John Clinton, Kinnelock, Fanid. Remains reposing at his late residence. Funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock and family time from 10pm until 11am.